Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this Pubs v Pro 3rd edition. My name's Dave. I'm here from ETF2R Radio. Joining me tonight are the legendary TF2 casters Torden and Swali. Torden's here to say hello. Swali's just gone to get his dinner, so hello to Torden.
Hello, Dave. Hello, listeners.
And I am a bit ruffled because I didn't realise it was starting so early. So I only just got in from spending a glorious afternoon in the sun at the pub. So Torden is now going to tell you all about this game.
Hi, friends, I'm back.
Should say hello to Swarley first, maybe?
Hi, everyone.
No,
Hello.
he's not that cool, so let's just blast straight on.
All right. It's the third pub versus heroes. It's a new pub team, new heroes like pros teams. Only returning champion, as I can see, is Hunter playing Soldier from TCM. And the pros chose Badlands as their map, as far as I know, and the heroes chose Gravel Pit. And if they do one map each, it's going to be a decider map on Turbine.
Which should make things nice and interesting, for sure.
Yes, it will. Personally, I've got an EMS game later, so I'm sort of hoping one team will win clean.
Well,
but
I'm pretty gutted because I got offered to go out later and I turned it down thinking this was going to be starting a bit later. And now I realise I could have gone. So we're all mutually hating this game right now, which is
I'm
not the
it.
Best
I'm,
way to
I'm,
start
I'm
it.
I'm loving it. I'm pumped.
All right, well, you're the old Scotsman, so you'd be quiet in that corner. We should, yeah. I'm just connecting to the server now. Before we do start, of course, for those of you who are new, who haven't heard this before, we do shout-outs. So if you join QuakeNet on IRC and go to etf2l.radio, we can do shout-outs. And obviously all the regulars who know that. We will do that this evening. So it looks like we're starting with Badlands. Torden, let's just start with you, as you've been dealing out some good information so far. Who do you reckon is going to win? At least Badlands, anyway.
I think most people are going to rate the pros for Badlands. Personally, I think it depends on how the pub heroes lay out their tactics. My team played against another Highlander mix, and they were very clever in the fact that they did not contest middle. They set up their stuff in the yard around the second point with getting the sentry full up, having a sniper stand there and basically camp, and just getting all their players around each other, and it makes it very, very difficult for the pros to pick off single target.
Indeed, yeah. And Swali, how about you?
Did he go again?
Oh dear.
Here.
Oh, he's probably eating, aren't you?
Yeah, he was.
You're the most unreliable caster I know, you know, to be honest. You turn up to a thing where you only use your voice and you start eating.
What are you eating, Swarley?
I'm actually eating some potatoes with gammon steak. It's very, very delicious.
So hungry.
I love how you mentioned the potatoes first as if that's the main, sort of the main meal.
No, I know a lot of Irish people are listening, and I didn't want to offend them. But
as
yeah, anyway,
to the,
to the game of TF2.
That loves gammon, anyway.
I'll have to say that the pros are going to win Badlands. It's definitely going to be quality over quantity in this map, at least. But Badwater might be a bit of a different story.
It's not Badwater, yeah. It's Gravel Pit.
Is it? Oh,
yes.
Ooh, that's interesting.
But it will be a different story for sure.
Yes. Still,
anyway,
I think the
we've
same
got
applies.
A few shout-outs coming in. Rake gives a shout-out to Lizard for being a raging homosexual. Ogre Sound says shout-out to Friendly Fire Podcast. And there you go, Swally, you got some competition. And DNY says shout-out to Steve and Liz Barn for bringing a 5 demo man into TF2. I'm presuming those guys are Seb Numlocked Barton's parents. That people on the internet know your parents' name. Oh dear. Well, I don't really mind because I enjoy teasing Seb as much as the next person. So, yeah, Steve and Liz, I think they're great. And Edgeworth has just come in. Shout out to Swabs for being the shite troll, Geordie bastard. Well, we are going live here now, so I'm just going to reload my HUD with all these different players in. We'll do a quick roster rundown. Bibben and, well, we've got three scouts at the moment, but it's Bibben and Ari playing scouts. Soldiers are, of course, Evil and Haunter, Dermam Thai, and Medic is Bite. So that's your pub team. Now, I can't actually see all of the pubs because my HUD isn't that big, which is a bit of an oversight, I should admit. But anyway, we are here at the middle. The pubs are going to contest this. They've got a Pyro in the valley. He goes down. Thai's on that point. There is a scout underneath, and that spy is going to try and do some damage, but he's going to go down as well. So it's three down at least for the pub team, and pros have got that quite easily, although Thai does go down there to a nice rocket. So pros have got the middle, and they're going to start moving towards the choke. They have got a heavy here now. Devaland is playing heavy. He's going to be one to watch. If he can get really on form this game, he's going to dramatically slow down this pro team. But they've decided to push through house instead. So they're pushing through house, attacking that medic. He's just forced Uber. So Uber's popped at about the same time. And that heavy is going to prove lethal if people don't get out of the way. So the pros have got someone on that point. That is, of course, the soldier. It's Haunter. He's going aggressive in that corner. Manages to pick off one before getting taken down by that heavy. And this is now where the pro scouts need to come in. Bibben can't do enough to take out Lord Benjamin. So he'll be recording that and putting it on YouTube for sure. And the pros have made their way inside the pub lobby area. But the demo man there, Reload, knows about it. So he's set up some stickies and he's managed to take down Evil Duck goes down, sorry. So that's actually almost seven down, I think it was. Or six, sorry. Down for the pros. For the pubs. What am I talking about? Need to get my mouth around these pub pro words. And now the pros are capping. What's going on? Someone want to take over for a minute? Does anyone know what's happening? Or else I will just babble on incessantly.
Well, I can say quickly, the pullers went straight for the middle there and let themselves get picked off one by one. Pros, of course, way faster with their whole team to the point and get an easy task. So the pullers really need to adapt their tactics right now if they want to start winning the games.
Yeah, Uber's triggered. The pros are coming in. There's some stickies there. Sentry goes down. Thai gets taken down by a nice sniper headshot. And, of course, this is where it's going to be hard for the pros because the pubs have got this sheer man advantage. They've got heavy sentries. They can put up a huge defense as well as having the regular firepower classes. So it's going to take quite a lot of coordination. But nevertheless, Bite and Evil have managed to stay alive. They are pulling out. And Medic for the pros, Rare Spy Crab, is still alive as well. So he's going to be charging Uber too. And now we see Haunter has gone sniper. So it'll be interesting to see the two snipers face off. Of course, with all these different classes, it will be interesting to watch how the fringe ones operate. And just as I was specking the spy, he got taken out by a nice rocket to the face from Haunter. So yeah, my tip is definitely try and watch some of the fringe classes and see how well they operate. Classes like the spy and the NG, because if they can really be a nuisance to the pros, then it'll be interesting to see how they can deal with it, and the pubbers might have a chance on this typically competitive map. Anyway, Uber's come in. Thai, their demo man, takes down the sentry, and he's going to get on the point. There's loads of stickies there, though. He needs to be careful, and the counter Uber's been popped. Chai goes down, and the pubbers starting to push forward now. We've got a soldier going through main. Some people, it was a soldier and a scout, tried pushing through the left, but they've got taken down, so it looks like the pubs are going to be able to take that back. There's only a scout there to try and defend that spire. He is jumping for it. It's Ari, but he's against a soldier and a scout, and he's not going to... Well, he's going to try and challenge for it, but he fell off. So there's a sentry behind the spire as well, so it looks a pretty impossible conquest at the moment for the pros. That said, Haunter gets a nice pick, and there's a lone NG on the bridge. Medic's coming out to try and heal him. He needs to be careful of that sniper. But now the pros just need to get themselves together and get up on that point. You've got to be careful of that sentry, which is, of course, sitting down below. Soldier jumps up to the spire. Almost manages to get that kill on Ari. Doesn't. Spy comes in, takes down three. Now, that's why I wanted people to watch the spy, because, well.
That's all down for pros.
Were you watching, were one of you guys watching that?
Yeah, so he took the medic first and got Bibben as well.
Very nice.
I mean, it's, I haven't played against the mix like that before. The spy will become more useful throughout the game because at the start you'll be very aware of the spy. But later on in the game, it gets more and more tiresome to keep looking behind you.
Yeah, that's when the mistakes start to pop up. Well, he's shown there that he's got some good positional skills. So it's allowed the pub team to capture middle point easily. They have got Uber. They're working their way forward onto that bridge. The heavies, they're setting himself up in quite a good position now. They have got a scout behind, which I have to be careful of. But Benjamin goes down. Pros have got crits. Interestingly, Bite almost down, does go down without Uber. The pubs did use their Uber just to finish up killing those pubs. The pro players, sorry. This is a nightmare. But that means that they've the pros are managing, at the moment at least, to hold this spire point. They've got a couple of random players in their base. There's a demo man at least, reload, but he goes down. So it looks like the pros have cleaned out their barracks and now trying to defend. Airshot, double airshot from Haunter onto a pub star half cubed. That's an awkward name to say. And that's really probably one of the first instances we've really seen of the pros using their aim skills, would you say? Swally, how do you think the pro team are doing?
I think at the moment, pros need to play more like as a team. At the moment, they're kind of playing it like it's a 6v6 win. In a matter of fact, it's not at all. Like, when you push in somewhere, you don't only have to worry about the SG being there and having to take that out, but you've got another, like, pretty much moving SG, which is the heavy.
Yeah.
It's really tricky.
This is going to be the interesting thing, because the pub team have set themselves up good and proper here on this middle point. They've got a sentry gun on the train, which the pro team are going to have to overcome. Bite has switched back to regular Uber, and Thayer's been popping around the corner and on that sentry, so he knows it's there. They've got some coordinated spam there from the two soldiers, so that sentry does go down. That's nice work from the pro team. There's now a pyro there who's going to air blast back, which is another problem, as well as Deraman Sticky, so this is a hard challenge. So they've Ubered in early. One player goes down there, but the engineer's already got a second sentry up, and the pro team need to make sure that goes down, or else some of the fringe classes, like the like the scout, won't be able to get in. Sorry, I couldn't help but laugh there. A spy went for an audacious backstab on the Deraman, but Bite came out with an Ubersaw. Managed to save his teammate. Now, the pros are going to have to retreat here, because some really nice work from Reload there, picking up one kill on Vim and one kill on Thigh. And the pro team are a bit spread out here. Soldiers coming in aggressive, going to try and do some damage. It's Haunter. He's going after one kill. Does Gannett manage to get the medic? So some valuable work there. But it's four down for the pros. So Ari and Bite are going to retreat back wisely. They know they can't attack that point at all. And the pro team now going around that corner. We've got a pyro and a spy pushing forward towards Spire, as well as a scout too. And looks like the pro team are going to have the numbers advantage on this to start capping. I've got a pyro coming round too. Sorry, Jordan.
I think the pros did a big mistake there in underestimating the Pub Hero Uber. They had a small... they should have had the cap there. They had the same amount of men, but of course more pro men. But they stuck around for the Uber, and how many died to that demo?
It was,
three people, at least two or three. So
They have to.
I mean, well played by the demo, but still, they stuck around for way too long, just looking at the Uber.
Looks like all nine down there, I think. So perhaps the pro team can hear us and starting to get their teamwork together, especially Swally's comments. So they have managed to take middle. They did use Uber, it worked particularly well, and they cleaned up nicely. So they're going to get this Spire cap. Bite needs to charge his Uber, he's on 60%, but Rare Spy Crab died, so he's even lower. So now we're back to this fortress situation where the blue pub team have set themselves up on their last point. We've got sentries, we've got snipers, we've got heavies, we've got pyros, we have got the best defense you could probably ask for in Team Fortress 2. So it remains to be seen how these pro guys are going to manage to deal with it. I think this is going to be an interesting push. Uber in early with Thai. He's going for that sentry. Takes it down nice and easy. And he's got some good sticky aggressive work onto Rare Spy Crab. That's important. That's the medic down. Now they need to target the heavy. Heavy's low. Heavy's down. And we've got a soldier on it. Spy tried to get on and block the point, but he couldn't. So the first round in this third edition of the Pubs v Pros goes to the pros, as was expected. One comment there from Pavlovsky saying that took way longer than it should. Interesting analysis. Perhaps true, perhaps not.
I wouldn't
perhaps
agree with that at all.
Overestimating the pros, you know. 10 minutes, these guys aren't the best. Just kidding.
You have to keep in mind that you're pushing against three more people than you usually would, and they've got everything that's amazing on defense, pyro, heavy,
yep,
and NG, which is really hard. True.
Now, I'm just trying to follow the NG because he hasn't seemed to set... He's just setting up a sentry gun now, and that could be a big mistake because it's pretty slow. He's only just got a level one.
Course, I think they changed tactics through... I think they changed the tactics as they were going in there. Yeah. Somebody had a good idea and said, no, we need to defend here, and they did.
It's interesting, yeah, because they have lost a few players. They lost about three players. It looks like, yeah, the pro team have decided to go around that left-hand side as you look from CB3 to CB2. So they've completely avoided that engineer's sentry, which is quite a good move. Uber has been triggered, and they need to just kill now. AMPM, who is playing Pyro, is going down. Now, Rare Spy Crab is countering, but he's got no one better than an NG at the moment. And there is a soldier on that point, so he's capping. Demoman bottom right hasn't jumped so far, and that soldier went after the gun. Looked like he was going to die, but Haunter gets the sentry down. Very low. And now we've got the pro team having a clear advantage. They've managed to work themselves up inside the blue base. There is a scout there, takes out Haunter, and a soldier as well. But those blue players aren't going to be able to block that cap under. So now Bite the Medic and Fire the Demon Man are sitting outside the blue base. Lord Benjamin goes down there. It's a nice scout out from Ari. And so advantage definitely still with the pros. Evil Duck goes down. Evil Duck is playing... I can't see. Anyway, we've got all the sentry building going up quickly. And Rare Spy Crab is on 17% Uber, so not too great considering Bite's on 80%. But the pros have worked their way in through the top. Swally, I was just wondering, you watched the last push. Was it simply that they managed to get the medic that saved them? It's a bad timing of the question because they're going in now. By again opting to be Ubered early. And this time the Pyro is playing far more aggressively, air bouncing Thigh back before he could do anything. Almost backfired because the pros managed to get someone on the point and he had to run back. But we've lost two for the pros. Both scouts are down. Evil manages to get one and he's worked his way into the top right hand corner, causing some problems on that right hand side. But Haunter goes down. Working in on the left. He's got to take down this demo man or else he's going to struggle. His thigh goes down. Bite manages to get an Ubersaw hit and he's in here on his own. He's on 61% Uber and he's got a soldier chasing him. Almost manages to escape but doesn't. And with Rare Spycrab managing to save his Uber, the advantage is definitely shifty. Pub team. They've got an engineer of all people on the spy capping. And soldiers now jumping, trying to defend, but he was low. Haunter had to do two jumps there and was subsequently low on health. And now the pros have got to recollect, get themselves back, but they are facing an Uber. So, yeah, back to my original question, Swally. I was just going to ask you the successful push that we saw from the that resulted in that win of the round. Do you reckon that was simply because Rare Spycrab didn't have Uber, or was it just better teamwork?
You have to keep in mind that having nine players is a gift and a curse at the same time. You do have the heavy classes defend and you have the mobility to be able to move out, but you also have to Uber more players, and like obviously players aren't going to get Ubered, so it's kind of tricky because if they push in with Uber, then you're going to lose at least two or three people every single time.
Yeah, it was an interesting, nice tactic there from the they sent a heavy and a pyro and flanked round through the forward resupply route to middle and completely caught Bite and whoever it was. I think it was Haunter off guard, and Bite went down subsequently. So Bite's Uber was reset. He's only on 25%, which has given Rare Spy Crab, the pros medic, the pubs medic, a chance to get his Uber. So he's on full. There is some nice sniping work going on by Bibbon. He's got a few kills, and there, as I speak, Devil and the Heavy goes down. So the pubs, biding their time, trying to defend here, not lose too many players while the pros are building their Uber. There is a spy going for Bibbon, who does get taken down, and the spy, Evil Duck, has managed to get himself into the lobby, but not before he's been spotted. So he does go down, and it's two down now. Oh, I didn't see that. Bite went down. I don't know if one of you guys saw that, but Bite the pro medic went down. Torden, did you spot that?
I didn't see, no.
Oh, no. It's hard to keep a grasp on so many of these players. I'm just excited to watch the spy and pyro. As we speak, the pyro comes in and looks like the pub team are pushing. Yeah, they have Ubered up on that balcony. Nice sticky there from Reload. Manages to get a kill on Ari. So the pros are down to three. They've lost their Uber, and it's interesting. We see Bibben electing to go heavy this time, perhaps give the pros a bit more firepower, a bit more of a base to build around. And we've got a scout pushing on the left. He's been noticed and forced back. So now Evil gets one kill on Lord Bedrin. I think that's a scout. Then the soldier goes down for the pubs. We've got a down line jumping up onto that spy. So Bibben goes down as well to the spy. But unfortunately,
I didn't see that. Did you see
Bike,
that?
I think Bike couldn't save Thigh. Was that what happened?
He spotted the spy, so he ran out with his needles, and before he got the time to get his healing gun back, Thigh died.
Well, just to prove to any pubbers watching that the competitive players do use all the classes, we have seen a sniper, heavy, and a spy. If you missed that, Ari went spy, managed to get onto that point, almost capped it. The blue team managed to realise just in time.
Pushing in bottom right now.
They're pushing in bottom right. Uber's popped. Thigh going in again. They know they've got to take out that sentry. It's crucial. So Thigh doing a good job there. Gets one. But AMPM goes down too. But Bite and Haunter are down. So considering the ratios of players alive to dead, it's not looking too good for the pros at the moment. They're quite weak. Ari subsequently goes down. Bibben's low as well. He's going to need to fall out. Yeah, it gets caught off guard there.
Okay, Thigh maybe taking the pen. No.
Yeah, Thigh gets backstabbed from insult to injury. So the two early losses in that push are Respawn, Bite, and Haunter. And the rest are pushing now of the pub team. And,
such an uphill battle for the pros. It's unreal.
It is.
Yeah,
definitely. It's, it's going to be interesting to see if the pubbers use their power a bit more smartly. I think right now he's not doing his role properly. He should be in front when the Ubers pop and air blast them back and just annoy the hell out of the pros. And he's not doing it right now. I think if he starts doing it, it's going to be very difficult for the pros.
Yeah, a really intelligent flanking pyro can cause all sorts of problems. We saw he did it really nicely earlier, in fact. That's when he managed to get Bite, is when he flanked around the left with the heavy, took the pros completely by surprise. And Bite couldn't quite reach the health pack before the flames took him. And there's a back cap going on. Lord Benjamin managed to almost get to halfway cap, but the pros, being quicker on comms and watching with years, literally, of experience between them, saw that and managed to come back. They have got Uber now. Bite with Uber. Spy comes in, takes down Evil, and he almost manages to escape, but a well-aimed rocket from Haunter there takes him down. So it's three down for the pubs. Sniper, Spy, and a scout who's just respawned. But Evil and Ari, scout soldier down for the pros, means it's unlikely they're going to push considering the player disadvantage they are at. We've got the pyro on the point, sniper behind the point for the pubs. And the sentry goes down there, so that's really invaluable work. Means that they might not have to Uber Thigh in straight away, and he have to use the first 5 or so seconds of that Uber to take it down. He has come in, looked a bit shocked that there wasn't a sentry, and now he's going to have to take up the level 1 sentry that the engineer has put up. It goes down, but Heavy, Devilan coming in, gets 2, Spy gets 1, and the pros being torn apart here. It was Haunter there, I think, managed to just jump onto that point, almost capped it, but the pub team, reacted nicely, and once again, Rare Spycrab gets the Uber. That is the pub medic, and he is running onto the spire. Bibben is on the balcony. He's going to cause him problems. Bibben, one of the best scouts in Europe, he's facing a heavy here with that medic. He's dancing around, but there's a soldier on him now, and he didn't see the soldier, and he gets caught off guard. And we have got a pyro up onto the spire. He's just fallen off, unfortunately. Bite gets another Uber sword. He's playing pretty well at the moment in terms of Uber swords he's got. But Bite's now on 75%. Ari has gone spy, so watch Ari.
He's at last. I don't know what he's going to try and do. Maybe take out the SG and go for a spy cap. This
it
could
be
amazing.
I'm
excited to see what's going to happen here.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to do something because his medic Bite's just gone down. He's sapping the sentry. Oh, almost gets a backstab on the spy, and he has been seen, and he gets taken down by half-cubed, the mathematical soldier. But it's given the pros a chance to come in. Haunter is there, very, very low, takes down the spy on the point and manages to solo cap. Really nice flanking. And that work from Ari there, pretty invaluable in distracting the pub team. And quite quickly, and against the flow of the tide, because the pro team had quite a few attempts, they take their second round. So the score is 2-0 to the pros on this map, which is, of course, what we'd expect. But still, pro team, considering it's taken 10 rounds, 10 minutes each round, are putting up a pretty solid defence here. Lord Benjamin the Scout goes down, and it looks like none of the pubbers are really going to contest this. Hugo goes down there. He's playing NG, so a loss for them, because his sentry gun at second would have been invaluable. But the spy, coming up huge, manages to get a kill on that medic, and he does go down, but Evil Duck doing some really nice work here, just annoying the pros. And as Torden said at the start, as the game goes on, the less and less careful the pros are being. It's given a chance for these pubbers to push now, and there's a heavy on middle. Uber's been popped as well, so Haunter gets cleaned out. So there's only two alive here for the pros. The pubbers are pushing in nicely. There is a scout on this point. He's dancing around. It is Bibben. Lovely movement skills when he manages to get out alive. But the pros have had to concede this middle point. And it's going to give the pubbers a chance to really go on the offensive for the first time in this game. They've been pushed back constantly. Lord Benjamin goes down, so that's not going to aid their cause. But they need to build upon this momentum that they've got from taking middle and try and push. The spy is cloaking as I speak. Just hiding behind that barrel. And Bites on 50% Uber. Just going to skim through. He is using Crits Creek, which will be interesting to see how he uses it, because Rare Spy Crab is only a little bit ahead of him. Of course, the Crits Creek charges faster, so it'll be interesting to see if the pros go straight in with his crits and try and catch him off guard. I think Rare Spy Crab, yeah, he's going to get the Uber before Bite could push in. Lord Benjamin going down again. Unfortunate for him. And the Heavy goes down too. And the Crits comes in. And poor Rare Spy Crab does Uber just in time, but couldn't Uber all the people around him, and loses a couple to a nice rocket. Well aimed there. And now the pros are on the back foot. They're being pushed back by the pubbers. It's a bit chaotic, as we would expect from a Highlander versus regular 6v6 game. And Evil Duck trying to come in on Thigh and gets taken out by the stickies. But Hugo comes in with that never-ending pistol of the engineer and finishes him off. So now the pubbers have their chance. They're pushing round. Haunter takes out Hugo's cheeky sentry gun. And we've got half-cubed up on the point as Soldier. He does a nice rocket there, takes down Haunter. He's doing some damage on the medic too, and forces the pros to retreat inside their base. Looks like they're going to get this point no problem, unless one of the pros can jump up and be, of course, a down man or a soldier's. But they can't. They've retreated back wisely. Ari is in the forward resupply, but he's not going to challenge, I don't think. So now we see the first attempt of the pub team on the middle. On the last point, we've got a pyro coming in. Almost manages to air blast the pro team back. Doesn't quite, but Bibben coming in, taking down the spy. But the pub team have moved in this bottom left-hand corner. They've got a heavy Ubered and a scout on that point, and there are simply too many players for the pro team to handle. So the pub team are back in this game. It's 2-1. Really, really nice work from them. A delayed push on middle meant they secured the round. And Swally, I mean, how do you think they're doing at the moment?
I think they're kind of learning as they're going along. Like, they kind of adjust their tactics slightly. But at the moment, I think they're actually going to push into middle, which is maybe a bad idea.
Yeah, it looks like they might be buoyed on by their confidence. And they're coming from choke, which is a bit of a longer way round. Perhaps they're going to try the same again and push back just when the pros aren't expecting it. Bite on 75% Uber. And Evil Duck coming in there gives Bite an Uber saw hit, which means Bite is on Uber. Does have a bit of an advantage over Rare Spy Crab. Evil gets taken down by an air blasted rocket. That's definitely be something people in the pro community should pick up on. And that heavy Devilan does force the Uber. So now the pro team are pushing on to this second point. Thigh jumping forces the Uber on the pros, and he's stuck in their lobby. And so the pros are just going to need to regather themselves here. They've got two scouts attacking the core of the pub team, doing some really, really nice work there, getting quite a few kills between them. I think that's 3-4 kills now that Ari and Bibben have got, and it's allowed the pro team to push forward. That pyro goes down, and Ari and Bibben are completely on fire. Ari picking up two, Thigh getting in two, so maybe just Ari, but with some help from Bibben at least. So Evil Duck manages to take out Thigh. Thigh will be a bit annoyed at that. But now we're back to our usual setup of the pros attacking last. And they're down and down, so they're going to need to wait for him to take out that sentry before they push in. But Bite is on 85% Uber, and Rare Spycrab is not on Uber, I don't think. I'm just flicking through all these players.
He's on 50%.
Yeah, he's 50%, so he's nowhere near. In fact, so if Bite pushes in now with the pro team, they have a significant advantage. In they go, Thai with the Uber, trying to do some damage.
So you got the pyro air blast thing there.
Heavy worked his way around behind the Uber then, but almost all down now for this pro team, pub team, sorry. Wow. And now we've got the heavies pushing in. Thai with the Bite healing comes in, back up from Haunter and Evil, and really, really nice work from the pros there. Good coordination. They knew that, I think that Rare Spycrab didn't have Uber and they took advantage of it. Even though some nice work from the pubbers, they managed to get in behind themselves, make sure that they didn't get killed in that Uber push. But it wasn't enough. So we are 3-1 with just 4 minutes 20 seconds left to go on the clock. The Demoman reload, putting up some cheeky stickies, just managed to catch Ari. He's obviously been watching him come from the shithouse area each round, so he knew what to do. Bite gets another Ubersaw hit on the Evil Duck, so perhaps he's beginning to understand how this spy works. And the pros could be in on a goldmine here, because the pubbers have tried to push in round choke. Looks like they were perhaps just trying to bait, in fact, and the pub team now are storming through. They triggered Uber, Demo goes down, Scout goes down, and Thar is probably going to take this medic if he can. Yep, he does. And so there's just Soldier and Spy alive now for the pubs. And it looks like this is very quickly going to go for a 4-1 if they can, if they can't shape up their defenses pretty quickly, because we've already got times 5 on this Spire. Thar is still down. But quite a few down, 2-3 the pros for the pubbers. And interestingly, Hero, the engineer, is putting up a sentry in a slightly unusual position. Bite getting another Ubersaw hit there. I think he'll be watching this down back and feeling fairly smug about himself at the amount of Ubersaw hits he's getting. So we'll have to humble him with tales of how he sucks. But he has got Uber now. Pubbers have got at least 3 down. And in we go with a regular pattern. Thai Spy the sentry, takes it down nice and early, and he's going for that medic. Hasn't got him yet. The pros need to take out that heavy. He does go down, and that pyro now pushing forward. That Haunter does go down as well. So they've got 2 scouts on the right-hand side, causing problems behind the point. Take down 2. Soldier taking down another. Thai taking down 1. Scout taking down 1. Bite getting 1 on Evil Duck, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's dominating Evil Duck by now. And we do see 4-1 with 2 minutes 30 seconds on the clock. This looks like it's going the way we expected, Torden. Pros are taking it.
Personally, I would expect the pubbers to put up a better fight. I don't think they're being tactical at all. With, I mean, it's expected that the whole team isn't tactical, but I'm surprised of some small things.
Sorry to interrupt, Jer, but they're changing it up a bit. They have gone from the canyon. Bivin taking down half cubed really nicely there, and that heavy has worked his way right the way through. Does take down Bivin, so Bivin and Evil go down from that push from the pubs, the pub star team. But in return, at least 6 of the pubbers have gone down, and that's obviously not ideal. Rare Spycrab included, so they don't have Uber. Thai picking up 1 more on the demo. Ari goes down to Lord Benjamin, but Bite has got Uber. They haven't got anyone on the point yet. It's a bit of an error, and there is a sniper on the balcony. Oh, we've got a back cap going on. Lord Benjamin, after killing Ari, is going for the back cap, but he's fallen off, and he's probably going to gets taken down by a combo of Evil and Bibbon, two of the best players in the game, so he got a bit unlucky there. But either way, this Pubstar team needs to start coordinating their attempts a bit better. You know, obviously, we don't expect too much of them in that sense. Without being patronising, of course.
If I could just finish there, I mean, you can't expect really a lot of teamwork, but there's some small things in the individual department I would have expected to see better. I think the spy is too trigger happy and just spawning and going for the medic, while he could wait for when the team attacks and sort of be annoying in behind. I think the medic and heavy aren't really coordinated. The heavy isn't getting enough heals, and the sniper, he could stand a lot more camping. On the last there, what you see him most often do is having to stand on the camp because none of the heavy classers are aware of having to stand there.
Yeah. Well, with 20 seconds left, I mean, the Pubbers have managed to get... Oh, I think I got four or five down of that pro team, and they are pushing on to middle, but it's not going to be long enough for them to cap and get a round back to put it to 4-2. So we are going to finish with 7 seconds left on the clock at 4-1 to the pro team in this first map. So they'll be happy with that. As we say, as Torben was just saying, that's probably the big bit of the night. How well can the pub team get their coordination together? Because obviously that's something that the pro team are used to, even though they're not from the same teams. The pubbers without regular voice comms on their pub servers are a bit unused to that. So noticed a shout out from SCS Flash. Shout out to SCS Pinks Pinsky for his sweet anus. That's rather disturbing.
That's
but
rude.
Anyway,
that is so
rude. That's very rude. I think I might have to have a ban on some of these disgusting shout outs. They're wholly unsuitable for what is a family friendly show. But yeah, we are moving now on. I think it's Gravel Pit, isn't it? That's what we said.
It will be.
Indeed.
And if the Pubbers win this, I've been told by Shintas that they will go on and play Gorge, which might be pretty fun.
Oh!
Gorge, are they changing from Turbine?
That's what Shintas has told me, and he's the boss, so...
All right. He told me differently half an hour ago, but he is a notorious liar.
It's one round Gorge, attack and defense.
So, man of the match for man of the map.
Bite.
Yeah, I do Bite. Agree with that also.
Yeah, I think Bite did a good job. I think for someone who had to be aware of the spy, I think he did that very, very well, and I think Evil Duck will probably be a bit annoyed at how many Ubersaws hits he gave away.
I think Bite is like, if you could choose any person who plays competitive TF2 at the moment to play as your pocket on a public server, it would be Byte. The amount of hours that man has played on Dust Bowl 24/7 is redonkulous.
It's disgusting. The fact that he's still alive and hasn't died from diabetes is a miracle.
Why
from diabetes?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Because he should just be dead from sitting and letting all his sugar just get absorbed and clogged in
sugar?
His veins. Because he eats, but, you know, he pays... I'm trying to imply that he plays so much TF2 that he doesn't get any exercise and that he should be dead.
He doesn't get any exercise
from diabetes.
Like those MMO players in Japan.
Yeah.
Not Japan.
Actually, if you see Byte, he's quite fit. I think he just doesn't have.
If he listens to this
life,
later, yeah.
Sounds like Jordan's got a thing for Byte.
He gave up women a long time ago, so he's got a lot of time to spare. It's about,
women are
good luck me, I guess.
Yeah, man.
So anyway, we should probably move on from these embarrassing admitted.
Can we have a man of the match for? I mean, man of the map for the public team.
The Pubbers.
As well.
I think that would be a good idea because, I mean, I think their Dairyman did a good job quite a few times. I mean, some of the things I saw him doing, especially reading the patterns of the pro team, was quite good.
I agree.
We said about the spy, he did come up really, really huge on a couple of occasions, and I think the heavy did some really good work as well. It's a tough one.
I personally would say the soldier.
Half cubed.
I thought he was really good. He's a good player. Very solid. You did mention the spy came up big on some occasions, but it was only two or three times, and he didn't really. I watched the other. Probably pub matches and the spy. One of the spies, and I think it was the first one actually. The spy in that, he tore the pro team up. This one hasn't impressed me as much, and neither has the sniper. I mean, yeah, they don't play as much.
Perhaps crumbling under the pressure. Of 100 spectators.
Yeah, they could be feeling the pressure. That is indeed true. Like when you play on a public server, you have nobody watching.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a good point. I think personally, the first competitive games I played with spectators was very, very, very scary. But also, it means that you'll be very on edge and have a lot of adrenaline to play well and have reaction time. On the pub teams, I agree with the demo. He was quite tactical. One of the few players that was tactical on their team. I think the scout had a couple of good duels there. He actually hit stuff with his scattergun, which was impressive. The heavy, I think if he gets more love from that medic, he's doing a lot of things right there.
Well, perhaps that'll be something we'll see on Growl. I mean, he'll be sitting pretty much next to the medic for most of it, I would imagine. So with some extra heals, he might be one to watch this map. Again, the spy and the sniper on Gravel Pit could be huge. So it'll really be a test of the utility classes for this pub team.
That's another thing I'd like to mention is as a medic on the pub team, it's really tricky to have to heal 8 people. Whereas on the pro team, it's only 5. Yeah, Torden, you can speak because you're a medic. Like, you know how hard it is to play when even you've got a heavy on the team. That like tiny little bit of extra healing you have to give is hard enough. But when you have like an extra 3 people to heal, it's just almost impossible.
I think it's a lot of down to the medic's ability to use his comms right there. Tell the people, I've got people that are weak. I need to heal them. Stay defensive.
I suppose the only advantage he has is that coming from a pub background, people probably don't expect him to heal all the time. So
sure. I mean, it's always very difficult to tell with these pubbers where they come from and what kind of intelligence they have. You see a lot of medics coming straight from, me included, straight from pub and into comp. So it's you can find some hidden gems. It's very difficult to tell.
Should probably add a disclaimer there. When Torn said their intelligence, we don't know their intelligence. He meant intelligence of the game, not just their general intelligence. We aren't, of course, saying that all pubbers are dumb. Just to clear that up, because that could have been...
I'm saying you don't know who's, like, who's smart and who's normal and who's less than normal. You don't know.
You don't know how much experience they have in the game.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know whether they're a fishy on the lower end of the scale or an Aggron bite kind of thinking man's player. Anyway.
I'd like to give a shout out for myself for my public server, which is Knifeback Mountain. It's the place I was brought up to become the TF2 god I am today.
Well, I don't know about that. But anyway, just for those watching the demo later, we are now at 20 seconds in setup for the first round of Growl Pit. And Bite's charging rather quickly. Is he using crits? I'm just trying to flip through.
I believe
that's
it's not
another thing I want to keep my eye on is are they going to be building? Have the pubby team been building Uber? I haven't really noticed.
Not so much in the regular game, but they've got Uber now, and it looks like they're going to A first. Just going to use their immense capping power if they all get on it and try and cap that nice and quickly.
Standard setup for the pros: 2 soldiers and. Sentry behind the point. That's pretty much 90% of the tactics for pro teams.
It's interesting that they didn't use a sniper, any sniper, because there are some very, very talented. Bite's a great sniper. Ari's pretty decent as well. Bibbin is a great sniper. Haunter and Evil are brilliant snipers. And
going through Cena.
Snipers. Yeah. We've got Metal Piss, the pub sniper, picking off one there, Ari. And they have moved through C to the B site. They're switching up now on the left-hand side as you look from C to B. And the pro team know they're there. So Haunt is putting on quite a bit of pressure. Lord Benjamin the Scout goes down to a pipe from Thigh. And Haunt is just peeking around that corner, knows that the pubbers are there. Hugo, Engineer, goes down, as does AM, who's playing Pyro. Heavy goes down too. So this pub team is pushing in with very few resources. Bimmin gets taken down by the spy, and the sentry does go down, but the pub team are caught really here. They're surrounded. Demoman goes down, medic goes down. Soldier here coming in from behind, trying to do some damage, but does get taken down as well. And now got Lord Benjamin boldly trying to take on this cap when the whole pub team is there. He's still capping somehow. The pros team are eventually getting around to dealing with it. And he goes down. Hugo coming in as well, a bit ambitiously to try and get some capping power. And this is where the pubbers, I would say, are going to have to be careful, because the temptation is use their numbers to just keep rolling on. But if they do it in patches, the pro team will use their death matching ability to just take them down. And Devland, again, being a perfect example about pushing in without his team getting caught up. AMPM as well going down. So the pros doing a decent job at holding off here. Sentry just go down. And Bite gets taken down there. Nice work by Lord Benjamin. So the pubbers have got the advantage here. They've got manpower. Demoman coming and getting a dispenser and the NG down. So they need to start capping this. Evil gets one on the NG, but he's going to have to retreat because he's pretty low. Thigh coming in at top here. Watch Thigh. He might get a couple. He can do some nice stickies. But Soldier. Yeah, well played there. Nice and aware.
What's it called? I'd like to point out the spy did absolutely right. Both attacks there. He waited until the main attack was in and then came from behind. It's very, very difficult to counter a spy that's doing that coordinated.
Well, we've got time 6 on this cap point. So this these 2 points, A and B, have gone down pretty quickly. Just under 3 minutes, 2 minutes 58. Bibbon gets a headshot on the heavy, on the NG even, and Scout goes down. So Bibbon gets taken off by the other sniper. But reload, the Demoman goes down. Heavy here is going to absolutely do crucial damage if he's not careful. Spy's coming up. Bite gets an Ubersaw hit. And this heavy on the point, it is Haunter playing heavy. He's absolutely destroying. He gets the other team's heavy. He's going to have to be quick because the person managed to somehow get up this spire. And Bite's used the Uber to save this point. But Haunter doing a really, really great job at holding off this attack using the heavy's firepower. Demoman is there. He hasn't seen him. He could get pushed off here if he's not careful, but he takes down both of them before finally going down to the work of the half-cube soldier. We've got a spy versus medic battle here, and again, Bite coming out as the victor. The heavy for the pubbers almost managed to get up to the top, but didn't. And we've got a scout using Bonk for the pubbers trying to come up here onto the point too. He gets he does some nice damage actually. He gets taken down eventually, but takes down Evil in the process. And this is where the numbers of the pubbers might be able to be a big advantage. Spy coming in again for a cheeky attempt up that heavy. But Haunter, if he can get himself set up onto that point again, will be doing huge amounts of damage and cause some big problems for this pub team. The soldier has managed to get up there, and they need to get up quickly to the pros. Soldier comes up, gets him, but Bite gets taken down by a nice shot from the sniper. So Haunter now, without his medic behind him, going to need to work well. He's getting another. Haunter's absolutely tearing it up, though. I'm going to just check how many kills he's got, because he's
made
a well.
Really good choice of using Sasha instead of Natasha. I think he kept in mind that he saw the other heavy using Natasha at the start. And now, even one-on-one, he's just going to beat him every time.
Pubbers, the Uber's been triggered. The heavy's pushing up, so Horn's going to need to fall back quickly. He's got a good position. Takes down the Spy Crab and Devoland. So he's doing absolutely awesomely. Thigh picking off half-cubed as well. So that soldier, heavy, medic down for the pros. Thigh's going in aggressively, going to try and clean up that sniper who got Bite last time. And, of course, this is just noticed the engineer with the sentry gives the pro team a real problem, because the pubbers can just continually get there before they can. They're much, much quicker at getting to the point. And Haunter goes down again. Bites running around after the spy. Just managed to get him, and Bibbon gets taken down. Haunter was on 15 kills. Very, very impressive start from him. Thigh gets taken down. So Bite running around on the spire at the moment. Nobody to heal. He's got a soldier chasing him. Up until that point, now we see Evil coming back to help out, but not before Pubstar takes them both down. This is going to go to the pubbers. Haunter, absolutely no chance of getting up that point. And he gets taken down.
Such a hard map.
And it is very, very hard.
I think the pubbers must have been watching Vertex play sometime, because Look like they stole one of our tactics.
Don't count on it.
They stole the tactics we like to call our lemmings. Or you just continuously send people until you win.
Yeah.
Or eventually I lose.
Yeah, as soon as they got the heavy there, it was pretty much over. They did a big mistake and they just kept on jumping at him one at a time instead of spamming him before getting up there. If they could have gotten the heavy and start there, I think they would have gotten the point way faster.
Yeah, well, Haunter caused, I think, the major problem there. Beastie heavy work, but as soon as he went down and the pubbers worked out how they could get him down, it was going to be a losing battle for the pros. And so, 6 minutes and 3 seconds, the pub's time. Very respectable, in fact, for such a teamwork-orientated map. So now we've got to see how well the pros can do it. They are going first towards A. Notice the stickies there get through, so a bit disappointing for that demo man. Lord Benjamin goes down too, so already we've got Bibbon on the point, capping.
I'd like to mention that the soldier's position, he's sitting in the, where I think it's the crossover from C to A, I think, or B, I'm not sure. And he's sitting in the rafters, so this should be interesting.
Through. Yeah, he is. He's sitting in the crossover. Evil getting picked off there by Metal Piss, unfortunately.
From C to B.
And yeah, he's sitting in the rafters, well spotted, Swally, from A, or at least C to B, yeah. And so if the pro team do choose to go that way, it's going to cause them some problems because he could do some serious damage.
It will be interesting to see.
Is anyone going through? The pro team are looking to head that way. Depends on which draw they choose. The moment, unfortunately for Half Cube, they've switched to the left-hand door as you look from C to B. And they're going through that way. Scout is running through. Two scouts have run through. They're sitting right beneath him. But it's going to be to no avail. So Half Cube's out of the game, unfortunately. Now a Pyro flanking. Nice work. Hugo's sentry goes down. But Pyro forces the Uber quite early. He's running around, causing a bit of a distraction. Eventually goes down. But Fly now, pushing in quite aggressively, gets some decent kills. And Bite has gone down. So does Bibbon. Demo Man in return goes down. And Benjamin cleaning up on Fly. So looks like the pros are in a bit of a problem here. Evil manages to get one, but Haunter goes down as well. And Evil's jumped up to the rafters. Low health. Gets taken down by Half Cubes. He manages to redeem himself after.
Oh, look at the scout there.
Able to do anything
beyond the
major.
Point. There you go.
But yeah, Scout coming in. Nice work from Ari. He manages to take down the pub medic Rare Spider.
Yep.
So
it's again the coordination between the medic and heavy. It's not quite, I don't know if they played together before or what.
You'd imagine not. Bites there, getting taken down. Half Speed coming up with some nice work from up above. Managed to use his height advantage, which he didn't in that other push, and take down Bite from the top of the roof of B. And Bibbon goes down as well. So four down, make that three down now, as one's just respawned for the pros. And they've got 3 minutes 24. Evil Duck adds to their problems by taking down Thai. Nice work from him. And
yeah, well
with a level 2 sentry set up by Hugo, who was suffering, I think, from a bit of a high ping earlier, the pros are going to have a real problem because the pubbers are setting up a nice defence. The heavy Devaland has returned, so they've got all their players there.
Oh.
As I say that, Horda comes in and gets rest by Crab the Medic. So, really invaluable work from him. Bite is on 70% Uber, and he is using crits, ladies and gentlemen. He is using crits. So this will be interesting to see how the pros push. They have got to take out that sentry, so I expect them possibly to try and send somebody at top to take out that sentry. But Reload shows some good forward thinking. Has layered the roof of B with stickies. So Bite's pushing in. They decided to go around the right-hand side. He's used crits early. NG goes down. Sentry still yet to go down, and Thigh's gone down too. So Bite coming in with one or two kills.
He got taken off. Oh, so close to the sandwich as well.
And it doesn't look like this push is going to work, really. We've the heavy Devaland came in from behind, took out one or two, I think. And even though they managed to get quite a few down, the sheer number advantage of this pub team means that the pros can't win. They've got a times two on the cap. That is, of course, a scout. It's Ari, who has been pissed on. It's run off now. And now Thais arrives.
Well done by the demo again. He's had his head against Thais several times, and it's been close matches.
Yeah, very impressive. Well, as I say that, the pubs haven't managed to get the rotate on quick enough, and I suspect because they didn't have a teleporter. Oh, wait, they do. I've just noticed there's a teleporter that no one's using, and that the pros haven't spotted. If somebody teleported now, they would be in right behind the pros. Anyway, the pros have taken B. They've got 1 minute, 25 seconds to take this, with an engineer setting up a dispenser on the point. And I'm just trying to see where his sentry is. He's put his sentry on the floor in front of the point. So if anybody of the pros tries to jump up, they're going to possibly be pushed back by that sentry. It's only level one, so it might not be
too good position. I like it.
But yeah, it's a very nice position. Now, Bite is still using crits, so we're going in with the crits here. Thai going in with the crits, gets one on the heavy. Needs Bite to follow him. He couldn't quite, and he does go down. Sentry goes down, and we've got a scout running up for the pros. Doesn't manage to get there. Ari gets taken down. And now the pros looking in a bit of a problem. Although, having said that, Haunter set himself up in a great position as a heavy. He's starting to run up now. We have got a medic and Pyro with Spencer on the top of that point with Uber. And Haunter gets taken down by Evil Duck. It's laughable. I'm sorry. I have to make sure I refrain from laughing in this, or else you won't be able to understand what I'm saying. But it looks unlikely that the pros are going to take this, because even though Fly comes in, takes down the dispenser, the pubs have used their Uber. They've got an Ubered Pyro on that point. He's going to air blast anybody that tries to jump up. And as we say, that Evil gets taken down by a load of spam. And now you've got one scout up there. His thing is Bibb, and yet trying to do some nice work, but doesn't. Pipe from Reload takes him down, and with 7 seconds on the clock, it's going to be the pub is taking this first round on Gravel Pit. Really interesting. I think sure, just the numbers of players that they have at their disposal win it for them. But well played to them nonetheless. And so I think they are, yeah, they're doing it slightly different.
I love how the Pubbers are like ABBA, like they fucking know all the pro shit right there. I love it.
Well, yeah, for those listening who don't understand, the system is that you attack first, then you defend, then you defend first, and then you attack, to give both teams a chance to set the defending time first, or else one team gets a pretty big advantage, really, in setting the defensive time both times. So now we see the pub is defending.
I think this is going to be a long round. Yeah, defending C for the public, for the pubbers is really quite easy with the amount of players there. Like, yeah, with the ability to use Air Blast plus Heavy plus everything, it's just really hard.
Sure, but that's what you said about Badlands as well, and I mean, the pros found a way to kill them all there on last Badlands, so...
We shall see. Evil gets taken down by a nice sniper shot, so not a great start for him, but the pro's electing to go for A first, but I've seen that sniper dot, so he's going to have to be careful, and he's got no one with him. The pros have already moved themselves out, so they're going to start to get onto that A point. Let's go and see if Harkin has decided... Oh, I missed something.
No, very close backstep. Sorry.
Because I'm flying around trying to see, and Half Cubed is sitting up in that rafter spot. So we might see something interesting from him if the pros make that mistake and go the wrong way. Of course, they don't know. So we've got a sniper Metal Piss watching the route from A as well as the scout Lord Benjamin. So let's watch the pros see which way they decide to go. Unfortunately, Half Cubed is straight out of luck because they've gone to go from the B tunnel route, and they're already pushing to B. We have got the demo man up on the roof, Reload for the pubbers, and the sentry set up behind the point, level 3 and all. So the pros are going to have to work together here. Teleport goes down, sniper goes down, and it'll be interesting to see now. Haunted, is he going to jump out this window? Bite forced to use the Uber by the Pyro, who's jumping around. He goes down eventually, and now this is where Thai really, really needs to take out that sentry. He hasn't managed to do so. Heavy and the demo man go down, though. So nice work from the pros. Bibben gets the soldier as well. And the scout goes down to Haunter. So it's just a sentry left in their way. Thai using some nice flanking. manages to get him. And even though Fly goes down, it's pretty much all down, apart from the sniper and the spy for the pub team. So the pros are immediately going to start capturing. Really nice work from them. Got times four on the point. And it doesn't look like either the sniper or the... I'm just going to try and find the spy, because he might try and flank. Indeed, he did. And managed to get Haunter. So it got times five on this cap point. Going to be a quick time here for the pros. Bite on the 70% Uber.
Well done by the scout there, taking down Thai.
Yeah, gets taken down, and Evil gets taken down too.
Yes.
So, what's three now? Two down for the pros. They're going to have to regroup, and they're seeing outside of C. Bite is just healing up the Sioux scouts, and I'm just going to fly over and take a look at this pub defense, which could be problematic. We've got a dispenser on the top point with a pyro, who's going to air blast. Hugo is putting a sentry up now, just towards that B side, which will probably shoot people as they try and make their way through. To back that up, he's got a heavy. And then we've got a Derman and a soldier on the ground, just ready to put some damage in. We've also got a sniper somewhere, yeah, halfway up the point to fire into that that choke point. So the pros have got it all up against them. Ari goes down, and Fi goes down. So not a good start for them. Haunter's pushing on anyway. Evil goes down too, so they've lost all their heavies bar Haunter. Haunter managing to get the sentry gun, but not before Mental Piss takes his head. And Bite is trying to stay alive. He's got a scout, but scout with him. Nice work from Bimmen there. Takes down both of them, and that's what you'd expect from one of the world's best scouts. And now the pros need to regroup and start pushing, because they haven't got too long really to leave this, or else they're going to set themselves up for a big time to try and defend. Bibben going in now with a scout with a bong, just having a quick look, seeing where the stickies are, if there are any. There are some, just on that corner pipe, and nicely decked there by Reload. I mean, Sty has been blasted away, but he manages to get a sentry. Anyway.
You see that, Tarnan?
Yes, I did. Spying out the Uber.
Did he?
Yes, he did indeed.
Very nice. Well, Bibben getting two, going for a third, doesn't manage to get it. And the pros looking pretty weak here. Bites on 40% Uber, having to fall out with Haunter. And the pubbers are looking strong. Hugo building another sentry up onto that on that B side, this time actually on the point. And with the pyro air blasting, it looks pretty safe. There's also a heavy up there. Evil Duck going for a backstab, doesn't manage to get it. Haunter has got his eyes peeled for that spy. And now, again, the pubbers having to defend from that B side. That's where the pros have elected to push from. Bite almost got Uber, not quite. He's going to have to be careful. But Soldier goes down there for the pubbers, so good start for the pros. Bite heavy again, trying to go for that sentry. Uber's been triggered. Fly going in. Sentry should go down. There it goes. And now we see Haunter coming in. He's blasted away again, exactly where he doesn't want. Straight into the path of the Evil Duck who had just fought. So now the pro team sitting behind the spire, in between the point and the respawn. So not a great position. And the pubbers have had to use their counter Uber. Now they've got a heavy sitting up there on that point. There's a scout jumping around. Haunter gets the soldier as he's making his way up the point. This is pretty intense. And then we've got a soldier, heavy on heavy. Haunter manages to get the pyro, and he's managed to flank the other heavy. And with the scout there, he's doing a pretty mean job at taking that point. Gets the Derman, and there we go. Team Leet, I've just noticed that's what they call themselves, wins with a pretty nice time. 5 minutes 22.
Very well played by the pros. Very well played. They did something unusual, which is to keep pushing from B. And they stayed close, and they camped the spawn for a bit and just made sure that nobody is coming in that way. And then worked their way up to the point together. Very well played.
They are going to defend A. Oh my god.
Calm down, Solly. It can be done. With the amount of men they have,
they're going to use the crits tactic. Watch,
yes,
Bibben's building an SG,
yeah,
so they can teleport up to that ledge and use crits right into spawn. This is going to be.
Let me tell you how this works. It's pioneered by Crack Hinty. Watch the Demoman Thigh here, because they are going to crit as soon as those gates go open. And let me tell you that. Well, actually, the pubbers are sitting fairly far back, so it could completely fail. But here we go. One kill, doesn't take out the heavy, and the counter Uber comes in. Unfortunate for Fire, he does manage to get the soldier. Almost worked, but some good reactions there from Rare Spy Crab. And he managed to save some of his team. So that cheeky crits push didn't quite pay off. Let's see what they're going to do now. It looks like they're going to rotate to B. They're going to have to be fairly quick about it because they've got Time Swarm on his point. Hugo set up a sentry, and they've also got someone attacking A. So the pros might have made a bit of a fatal mistake here, taking on more than they can handle. And with them rotating, they're out of and Bite is being harassed. He's quite well, was quite low, and he's still got crits, so he's on 75% with that crits. And they're now setting up at B, so it looks like they're just trying to buy some time. I've actually bought about a minute there of the pub's time, and that A point is taking a bit longer. Ari's there trying to do some damage, takes out a heavy. Don't know if he's going to go and try and block this point. Nice, wisely falling back. So it's going to take the pubbers a bit longer to cap that A point, which is all good for the pros, buying them some extra time, so perhaps it paid off. But now they are, I'm just trying to see where they are, in fact. Yeah, Bite and the pro team decided to go to C. Looks like they could be going in with crits here, perhaps waiting until the pubbers get on that point to do some damage. But there's a pyro came in behind, almost managed to take out Bite, so they have to be careful. And sorry, Torin, you were laughing.
No,
so
that's good to tell. About the 10th stab on Evil throughout the game, and he's starting to get very pissed about it. And what happened since last time he got pissed about it was they both spawned and again came the backstab. So,
oh dear, poor Evil. Well, Thai's doing some really nice work here. He's taken about two or three players out and now blocking the point. And the crits has been used. He's going to try and take out that medic if he can. Almost takes out the heavy. Going to take out the medic. Nice work from him. And there's a sentry there. Sorry, a dispenser. Takes out the dispenser and heavy. So nice cleanup from Thai. And Hugo goes down too. So that's at least four that I can see on my screen down for the pubbers. And now it looks like these pros could possibly have this and bring us to one apiece. Haunt is still running heavy, which is working really well for them. And what do you think the pubbers can do now, Swally? I mean, do you reckon they can do this?
I think they're going to... No. I was thinking of the different things that they could happen, but really, even if they do cap, they're only going to have, what, two minutes, minute 30 to do anything about it.
Crits has been activated, third, yeah, so the pros using a really aggressive defense, forcing them back. Evil again, being taken out by Evil Duck. Perhaps it's because they share a name.
Maybe.
Evil and Evil
Possibly.
Duck. Long Did lost rival siblings, yeah. Well, we'll have to ask them after the game. But either way, Lord Benjamin doing some nice work there. Takes down Ari. And Haunter just forcing the pub team back. There is a sniper, Metal Piss. Doesn't manage to get a hit on Thigh, but he's got a medic there.
The pubs need to start playing smart now. They are just going the fastest route right now, and it's not going to work. They need to use their number in scattering.
They've switched that up, and they are now attacking from C. So they've worked their way around. They're on that balcony area, looking to push forward. They have triggered the Aruba. There's no sentry to get, and Evil Duck is running around, gets Haunter. Can't believe that nobody got that. And now Bite decides to use the Crits Krieg. Thai just manages to get that down, man, and then we see a flurry of kills. Bibben has switched to Soldier, so some nice work from him. Bite does go down, I think, for the first time in this half, but there's at least six down for the pub team. Thai gets taken out by Metal Piss, but it's not going to be enough. Evil gets one kill. There's only one up that I can see. That was the NG, and with 1 minute left on the clock, even if they did manage to cap B, which is unlikely considering that the pro team have two soldiers there, they don't think they'd have enough time to cap this next B and C together. Just being reminded there by Shintaz, the organizer, that this is, of course, best of three. So we will be seeing another round if things go as we would expect and the pros manage to defend this. Pubbers have managed to get some capping power on, times three. So we're going to need to see the pros put some pressure on this point. Pyro coming in, try to do some damage, but here we go. Heavy Haunter coming in, manages to get the engineer, force them off the point, and he's coming in, takes down the sniper, takes down the medic. Really, really nice work. Going to take off the soldier as well. So Haunter reigning supreme on that B point. And with 12 seconds, 10 seconds, this one is going to go to the pros. And Haunter in particular having a beast of a game on 77 points. Just going to check how many frags. 49 frags. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is very, very high. And so 3-1 to the pros, which brings the overall score to 1 apiece, which means we are going to go to a decider, the best of three. I don't know whether that means we go to Turbine, because I don't know how you choose who Gorge. Gets the next one. Oh, we're going to Gorge.
No, we're doing best of three.
Hi, Shintaz.
Hello. Basically, it's another gravel pit round, and then if Pubbers win it, it'll be one round of attack, defense, Gorge.
Okay.
Indeed. So,
what, another ABBA?
No. Last round.
So, how did they decide?
I think they're doing heavy boxing.
9v6 heavy boxing, GG. Ah, well, good entertainment anyway. It's all fun and games at the end of the day.
Yeah. Indeed.
I don't think I'm really going to try and commentate this, because I think if I tried to say all that's going on, it would be sheer chaos.
I hope there's some taunt kills.
Very cheeky.
I say against the rule, Shintaz, definite ban. Oh, I can see the taunt kills flying out. Let's hope Evil gets taunt killed.
By Evil Duck.
Yeah, exactly.
First victim, the rare spiker ab. He doesn't have much luck, does he? He was killed famously at a LAN event, wasn't it? By one of the pub teams that he played.
Yeah, I think so. During one of the ice years, I think he did get...
There you go.
AMPM coming up huge from behind. Although that's probably a bit of a euphemism. But,
Pros are doing really well. I think they maybe practiced this.
Look to be just encouraging the pubbers to run at them. Rare Spiker takes down Ari. And now we've got... Who is that running?
It's only like Evil.
Did he time out then, wasn't he? Well, that's why we love TF2.
That was to pick the side for the best of three map.
It's better than...
Costards attack first, they say. Yeah,
it's better than CSS knives, isn't it? By a long way.
Indeed.
So, yeah, the pub team have elected to attack first, which means we are going to see the teams change.
That's a good choice, I like it.
Fight back to normal Uber now. They're still sticking with the heavy. They're still going to AE first there.
Interesting.
What do you think, Swarley? Who's going to win this?
I really don't know. I can call it. If the puppies stick together and just roll as a unit, and the spy and the sniper shine, then they will win. But if the puppies go one by one and split up, and the spy and the sniper can't get any of their picks off, then it's definitely going to be the pros. So I think it's really reliant on those two classes to who wins, I think.
Evil going for sniper, it will be interesting to see if he's going to get backstabbed again. Or.
Let's hope so.
One can only hope. It's got. I don't get why is he not equipping at least his racer back.
Here comes the spy. I saw him.
I'm just gonna flick through and watch this. Forget commentating. This is by far the most interesting thing to watch.
Ah, you spotted him. He spotted his nemesis.
How gutting. Well, the pub team.
Go now! Go! No, he's been spied.
The pub team are taking A, no problem. Pros aren't choosing to defend that, so they are pushing from C. Ari getting shut down by Metal Piss. So, that's unfortunate. The soldier there for the pubbers gets taken out, as does Lord Benjamin, and they've been forced. Their Uber's been forced quite early, so they are pushing in on that balcony C side. Evil gets another kill on an AMPM, and the pub is being forced back. Nice work there from Haunter. Manages to catch Devil on the his opposing number as heavy off guard. And he has been spotted. Gets taken down by Thigh. Excuse me. So we are set up. Pros defending quite well. Getting two kills there. Damn, man. If they can manage to get that medic, they'd be doing really, really well. And Thigh's going after him. Can't quite get it. He's got a scout on his tail. Is he going to stay alive? Haunter comes in and helps him out. But Thigh should go down here. Don't know what this scout's aiming at. Well, Lord Benjamin, not a moment to shine there. And Haunter here forcing back the enemy. Thigh getting taken down by the spy. And the pros are wisely falling back with 75% Uber. And I'm looking to defend B. We've got a soldier up on the roof. That is, of course, Bibbon, who is playing soldier. Normally a scout, but showing some versatility, is playing a soldier. And now the pub team have chosen to come from the A to B tunnel. They've got a heavy up on that point, which is really nice movement. Thigh and Ari picking up kills. Evil Duck, the spy, goes down. And now, looked like Bite took some damage there, I think. He did, a little, just a little. But Haunter goes down to his opposing number before Evil gets a headshot. So the Uber's been triggered for the pubbers, but they need to be careful because they're completely outnumbered. Menick goes down and Bite Uber's in time to save himself. So the heavy goes down too. And so the pro is doing a really nice job here holding on. It should be at least 3 minutes, 3 to 4 minutes now that they've held on. And Thigh forcing a scout back. That's Lord Benjamin. And Swally there just...
Evil Duck close to getting a backstab on Evil right there. The no cigar.
It's a shame the NG here basically has the capability of routing his whole team. He could have built up somewhere on C, teleporter, and automatically get the team to scatter their attack.
Yeah.
Instead, he chooses for about the fifth time to try and build something offensively, and it takes
just
Evil,
worked.
But the spy was going to kill Evil anyways, so...
Yeah, I know, but I just like the fact that it worked as soon as you said it wasn't.
Well, the pubbers are moving in now. They've moved in without Uber. Quite a bold move. They should get Uber just in a second, and it's forced the pros off the point. The pros have got Uber now. Well, just about a couple of percentage points off. But Bite's managing to stay alive. There's a spy there. There are all sorts of problems.
Oh.
And Evil Spy Crab going for a kill. Evil Spy Crab. It's Rare Spy Crab. And
Evil Duck.
But Evil Duck. Haunter manages to come in and get a kill.
Spy Crab. I like it.
I'm sorry.
It's very confusing that the medic is called Spy Crab.
It's going to be my new name.
That's demo timing out there for Pubbers.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Very, very unfortunate. Because it means
bad timing.
The Pubbers don't stand much of a chance to defend this point. That said, yeah, Pyro almost manages to take a couple out, but Bite is there to heal them up. So they're managing to hold on. Wearing this clock down would be quite a surprising turn of events if they managed to get this, because people would generally expect the pros not to be able to win this map.
Has that sentry taken out Evil again?
Evil's not had the greatest of games, has he? by his own doing, or just the unwitting victim of the
randomly.
Spy. Yeah, well, what can you do? Well, by having to run sharpish here, he could get taken out because he's having to dodge. Indeed, yep, there he goes. Some nice work by Half-Cubed and the Pyro. And it looks like, yeah, the pubbers are going to get this point eventually. It's going to be a pretty monstrous time of 5 minutes 19. Not as high as I thought, actually. So it shows my counting skills. But Evil Duck getting taken down by Haunter. And now the pros are going to have to defend this point. They've got a scout.
I think they're going to get it now.
One, and Ari gets taken down. Here we go. Thigh coming in. Sticky's all over the shop. Gets one. Can he get more? No. Lord Benjamin gets the other. And so 5-1, the pubs come and get it. First right, to see, and they got it.
It's
so
quite there. They take down Honor, and they take the point.
Definitely a big factor, Honor being up there in the powerhouse.
Yeah. It's definitely, I can't think of any more to add to that. I think that's totally true. And I mean, just as a measure of that, Haunter's riding high on 56 kills, Thigh on 51, Ari on 39, Bibbon on 30, Evil on 27. So none of the pub team breaking in anywhere near the mammoth tally of kills. Haunter got half cubed. The soldier is the only one. He's the highest of the pub team. He's on 21, so a long way to go. But let's have a look at what the pubbers are doing. They're looking to defend B. They've got a sentry. They've got a heavy there. I'm just going to fly across to the blue base. And it looks like they're going to be going towards A. There's a sniper waiting. Be interesting to see if he can get anything. Doesn't quite. Scout bonking through. And the pros are through. Going to be heading straight to that A point to try and get some capping power. There is a scout there, Lord Benjamin, perhaps a bit bold, thinking he might be able to take them on. And he's managing to escape, actually, so far. Running circles around them. Go down, there we go. Haunter coming in, as we'd expect. And Haunter being blasted about with that pyro. But he's staying on that C entrance, which means that none of the pubbers are going to get anywhere near that A point. So they're already moving through and just checking their rafters. Half Cubed has decided not to sit up there, which is unfortunate for him because it would have been cool to see it work. But Pro's going through that left-hand door again, or looking like they will. They're just doing some spawn camping at the moment. Scout low gets taken down by Evil, some nice rocket work. And the teleporter's gone down too, so those pubbies at B are trapped. So here we go. Thai pushing forward. Haunter takes down the pyro. He's got a pyro heavy in front of him, and the Uber's popped. Devilan goes down, doesn't get saved by his medic, and the sentry goes down too, so a great start from the pros. They're pushing in with force. Heavy engineer goes down. They need to get someone on that roof just to take off that soldier, and then they'll be in a really good position. Bibbon coming in. Really, really important kill there. Takes down Rare Spy Crab, who had Uber. So the medic there for the pubbies losing his Uber. I think that's his first drop drawn, so that's a very... very good record for him, but Evil Duck coming in trying to get some stabs, doesn't manage to. And time 7 on this point, the pros have absolutely demolished this this offense, taking it first time, and they're already pushing on to C. I can hear a sentry being built, and indeed Hugo is putting one close, but it's far too late for it to cause any major problems. And by just falling back, they're on 75% Uber, so not gonna take any chances. They're going to push in as soon as they know they've got Uber. Be interesting to see which way they push if they do the same again. I think they're coming through that left-hand door. Indeed, they are coming through that left-hand door. And I've just noticed Bibbon's connected to the channel, as has Thai. So I'm guessing this push is going to be successful. Hey, they've got babe. An Uber. Uber takes down Evil Doug. They're making their way up. Haunter's making his way up. There's a dispenser and a heavy and a medic there. Haunter putting some pressure on. The medic doesn't manage to save his devil on the heavy, so he goes down, and now Haunter reigning supreme. He's putting damage literally everywhere. There's a scout running up, going to try and do some blocking, gets taken down by Ari, and this goes to the pros. So 2-1 overall on Gravel Pit. The pros take it, and after winning 4-1 on Badlands, this third edition of the Pubs v Pro series goes to the pros, which I think makes it 2-1 overall in the series. But good games being exchanged. It was a really, really good game to watch. And
yeah, stick around. We're going to have some of the pros and the pubs come on. And we're going to have a wee chat. And actually, we have one of the pubs sting. Right here.
Yeah, one of the pubs right here.
One of them newbies. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Byte. We will just need everyone to move into the main channel, please, guys. All of you who are in your own private channels, if you just move into the central one now, we can do interviews right. With all the people.
Guys, why don't you do the interviews here? I've got an EMS scheme I need to warm up for, so I'll let you...
Before you go, Tardo,
yes.
Man of the map, who is it?
Haunter, no contest. Yeah, I well played by keeping him alive and stuff, but mm-hmm. Haunter. And for the powers, I think the demo overall played well. And the soldier and scout as well did some good work.
Yeah, indeed. And I think we have to mention the spy Evil Doug, for his sheer persistence.
Yeah, he was the star of the map. He was the star of the map. Maybe not
at least
man,
for
but
Evil.
Yes, in terms of best in show, that's the spy right there.
Indeed.
Eagle's unmuted, by the way.
Yeah, I'll unmute him. It's fine.
trying to find everyone. Well.
All right. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck, Tornin.
Out of interest, if anyone who did just play in that match can speak, we might get an idea of who's here.
Hello.
How's it going?
All right.
Fai is also Bibbon's here, but he's muted himself. He's
hello.
Yeah, Bibbon's here.
Hey, Bibbon.
I'm trying to unmute one of the pubbers.
I did unmute one of the pubbers.
Bibbon has one now, more than the name.
Yeah. I'm just
Devilland
through the list.
Is unmuted.
Well,
hello,
bros.
Devilland.
Play, lads. Play.
Yeah, it was well. Great fun. Really good game.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Evil rocks as a sniper as well.
Oh.
don't inflate his ego, right? You're about to get out of Manchester now.
Did anybody see me rocket jumping with shotgun? That was awesome.
I hope no one ever will find out.
We saw you get stabbed a few times.
A few times.
I think that was pretty much the only way you died for about 10 minutes.
I just constantly get stabbed. And that level 1 SG when I was playing sniper killed me about 4 times.
Oh, well, what can you do? I think we've probably got about enough people here to start. We'll talk about Badlands first because that was the first map. I mean, pubbies, just directed to whoever's here from the pub team. Guys, what were you guys thinking about Badlands? Because it's not a pub map too much. Did you guys have much experience of it before you started?
Well, certainly me and the demo had quite a bit of experience, but in the practice games that we had running up to it, that there was just no contest. The other demos would always be quicker. Even if he got all three of his jumps, he'd only be as fast. He'd never be faster. So that's why we started pushing choke quite often, because you just get trapped in house and then get raped, basically. And we knew basically at Badlands that the pros would have to be super aggressive, because they couldn't wait around for the spy to get in place and the pyro to get in place. And, you know, so we knew that we were going to have to deal with an aggressive team, really.
Cool. Yeah, well, you guys certainly started to adapt to the tactics and put up some stuff around choke, which worked quite well on quite a few occasions, just by Evil Duck. Just going to unmute him. Welcome, Evil Duck, to the convo. Nice spy work there. We had some good laughs at the amount of times he managed to backstab Evil.
Yeah, he wasn't too happy with that. Sorry, Evil.
I hate you.
You failed us.
I take the blame.
Alright, guys, let's not turn this into Jeremy Carr. we're just talking about Badlands. For the pros, I mean, you must have felt reasonably confident that you were going to win, but did you have any set tactics, or were you just kind of just standard 6v6 competitive setup? Let's just do this. Directed to any one of the pros.
We just thought we'd have to be really aggressive.
It was literally a case of, like one of the pubbers said, if we get there, obviously we're going to get there early than some of their players, so we need to take advantage of that and take down as many before the heavy and the pyro could get in. I knew about the spy because I got a tip off that he was quite good, so I was very aware in the fact that every time he was uncloaking and decloaking on three and stuff.
You
like
could
that.
Could have told me about the spy.
You were annoyingly paranoid, dude.
I think I made a lot of people sick just by if they spec me. I was looking 360 like constantly every second.
Yeah, no, I was in near you and you were checking every single scout.
Well, yeah, that was definitely for Badlands. The amount of Ubersaw hits you managed to get.
I got 8 kills. I got 8 kills as an medic,
which is highly, highly impressive, and will no doubt boost your ego if it could be boosted. For the pros, who would you say really caused you problems on the pub side?
Perhaps, Haunter, Bibbon definitely. Here as well. Haunter, definitely. On Gravel Pit. You're up.
For the pros, sorry, who caused you problems from the pub team?
The spy.
Well, no, not on Badlands.
On Badlands.
Not on Badlands, no. I'd probably say, it's a combination between the demo and the sniper, maybe?
Yes, we also had a surprise heavy a couple of times.
Yeah.
Popping up behind you.
The sniper was pretty decent, to be honest, so we were very scared of just going the normal route, so we had to keep on taking back routes to take him
down.
Yeah,
we noticed that you rotated a lot and went via resupply quite a few times.
I got another tip off that he was pretty good as well, so we didn't want to take any risks, and he was obviously quite good. So yeah, probably the sniper or the demo.
Cool. And
on Badlands,
for the pubbers, yeah, on Badlands, who would you say is your major problem?
Probably the demo, I'd say.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the tie.
I like the few times this you started about.
It doesn't really feel like you're playing against a player, that you just play against a whole unit that just jump at the same time, and it's impossible to really do anything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's all the coordination that is a massive part of competitive play. Quickly onto Gravel Pit before we wrap this up, because obviously people are probably getting hungry. Torn has an EMS game, you know, we all have busy lives. On Gravel Pit, yeah, you guys said already that Haunter was a massive problem. How did you have any ideas to counter that, or you just, because I mean, it was a coordination. We commentators observed that the temptation for you pubbers is just to keep rolling players onto the point, use your numbers advantage to try and do some damage, but you often got picked off by the heavies. Was there a particular leader in the pub team?
I think I probably did most of the calling, but it was sometimes pretty chaotic.
Yeah, I can imagine. Have many of you guys played with comms?
I know that me and the demo both played a season in Division 6 last season.
Right.
I think the sniper, I'm not really sure actually.
Have any of you guys played together before? Like on your public servers or whatnot?
Before being chosen for the team? Or
indeed,
as,
yes. Before being chosen for the team.
Yeah, me and Reloader from the same team. That was me and the demo man. But that's it. I think I've seen the sniper a few times on deathmatch service, but
so how do you guys get along with each other?
Yeah, well,
that's cool. Well, the one question I can sort of think to ask is, obviously one of the reasons Shintaz organises this is to promote some of the competitive play in a nice friendly way. I mean, would you guys, you said you played a season in ETF12 season 6, would you be tempted to come back and play it some more? I mean, perhaps from some of the guys as well that haven't ever played competitive, would you be tempted to give it a try?
Definitely.
Awesome.
Good to hear.
Anyone else?
Short and simple, definitely.
Probably. Huh?
Yeah. If you want to win in comp, you have to be really serious about it, and I think that's one of the big scares for pub players.
I wouldn't say that's true, to be fair. If you want to win in Div 1, possibly, but...
He does.
Okay. If he plays to win. Well, yeah. Thanks so much, guys, for joining and giving us some of your thoughts post-game. It's really enjoyable to have you. I hope it's been an enjoyable listen. I certainly enjoyed watching this game, even though it took me a bit by surprise that it was so early this evening. So I hope people have enjoyed it. My thanks, of course, to Torn, who's already shot off plays the MS game, and to Swally. Thanks to Shintaz for organising it, and of course, big shout out to all the guys from the Steam forums. Hope you consider competitive play, and if you do, then head on over to etf2l.org. This has been ETF2L Radio. We are now 2-1 to the pros in the Pub versus Pro series, and thank you very much. Thanks again to Fackle Brigade for the use of their server, and thank you very much. Good night.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Final again. Question See ya. Thanks, to the competitors.
Yes, Shintaz. Snap.
When reload timed out, why didn't you pause? Why did you take advantage of that? I thought that was a bit rude.
They're mean.
Yeah, they're afraid of me.
I think nobody noticed, to be honest. There's too many people to open a team. Yeah, good cover. Ah, you got me.
Good game, nonetheless.
See you guys.
Yeah, good game. Well played, guys.
Yeah, good game. Well played.
Thanks, good game, guys.
Shintaz as
good
well.
Game. Yeah, thanks Shintaz as well, and thank you guys for organizing.